Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, July 28th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Darkness on the Edge of Town. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive into the endless depths of Wikipedia to bring you fascinating stories and insights. I'm your host, Alloy. Today's episode is a compelling exploration into a seminal piece of music history, Bruce Springsteen's critically acclaimed album, Darkness on the Edge of Town, an album that not only shaped his career, but also resonated deeply with the working-class American experience. Darkness on the Edge of Town, released in June 1978, was Springsteen's fourth studio album. It followed his breakout success with Born to Run, setting the stage for a pivotal moment in his musical journey. To understand this album, we need to journey back to the tumultuous period between 1975 and 1978. Following the massive success of Born to Run, Springsteen was entangled in a legal battle with his former manager, Mike Appel, preventing him from recording new music for nearly 3 years. This legal paralysis proved to be both a burden and a blessing, allowing Springsteen to reflect on his newfound fame and crystallize the themes that would define his next creative endeavor. Darkness on the Edge of Town is a testament to resilience and the nuanced pursuit of the American dream. It is an album deeply rooted in the struggles, hopes, and disillusionments of blue-collar life. While Born to Run carried an air of youthful optimism, Darkness presents a more mature, contemplative Springsteen, deeply aware of life's moral and economic complexities. Take a moment to think about your own professional or personal life. Have you ever experienced a period where you felt restricted or paused, only to emerge from it with a clearer sense of purpose and depth? This album is a sonic exploration of that very journey. The album kicks off with Badlands, a high-energy track that sets the tone with its pounding drums and a message of defiance against life's adversities. Badlands epitomizes the grit and determination embedded in the American spirit, making it relatable to anyone who's ever faced difficulties but continued to push forward. Another highlight is Racing in the Street, a somber ballad reflecting on the search for meaning and liberation through the lens of car culture. The song's haunting harmonica and piano underscore a narrative about the escape and the underlying melancholy that so often accompanies adult responsibility. Can you recall a time when you sought solace or escape in a hobby or passion? Springsteen's portrayal of this search for liberation is both poignant and universally relatable. One of the album's most powerful tracks is The Promised Land, a song that resonates with its themes of faith and determination. The chorus, "I've done my best to live the right way. I get up every morning and go to work each day," serves as a universal anthem for those who persevere in the face of life's relentless challenges. The production of the album itself is a story worth telling. Springsteen, known for his perfectionist tendencies, worked painstakingly with his E Street Band to capture the raw and unpolished sound that defines Darkness on the Edge of Town. The stripped-down production contrasts sharply with the fuller, more cinematic sound of Born to Run, reflecting a return to basics that mirrored his lyrical themes. Springsteen's lyrics on this album are a masterclass in storytelling, portraying characters who confront their limitations and idealistic dreams in a world that's often indifferent to their struggles. Through the course of the album, listeners meet factory workers, mechanics, and those dwelling on the fringes of society, each searching for a glimmer of hope and redemption. These are tales of hardship and resilience, expressed through Springsteen's gritty vocals and the band's collaborative intensity. Let's take a brief detour into the personal realm. Have you ever known someone who embodies the principles of resilience and hard work? Perhaps it's a family member, a friend, or even yourself. Drawing parallels from real life can deepen our understanding of the themes explored in Darkness on the Edge of Town. Interestingly, the recording sessions for Darkness saw Springsteen and the E Street Band working through dozens of songs, many of which were never included on the final album. Some of these outtakes eventually saw the light of day in later releases, further highlighting Springsteen's prolific nature during this period. The album also marked a significant evolution in Springsteen's stage performances. The darker, more introspective material found on Darkness on the Edge of Town transformed his concerts into almost theatrical experiences, imbued with a raw emotionality that connected deeply with audiences. As we delve deeper into this remarkable work, it's only fitting to ponder how music acts as a lens through which we view societal issues. Springsteen's work on Darkness invites listeners to confront the often stark realities of economic hardship, personal doubt, and the relentless pursuit of something greater. To wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to give Darkness on the Edge of Town a listen if you haven't already. When you do, reflect on the narrative depth of the lyrics and the fervor of the music. Think about the broader implications of its themes on your life and society as a whole. What does it mean to pursue one's dreams amidst adversity? How do we reconcile personal disillusionment with hope? Thank you for joining me on this journey through Bruce Springsteen's Darkness on the Edge of Town. Stay curious, stay tuned, and remember that even in the darkest moments, music has the power to illuminate the path ahead. Until next time, this has been Wikipodia.
That was the Wikipodia podcast for the article of the day, Darkness on the Edge of Town. Thanks for listening. See you next time.